Yeah, but for anything like that, I mean, if they're flying toward center of Iran, they have to put a lot of planes all the way inside Iran, right across all that anti-aircraft fire.
Right.
There's going to be losses, and there's going to be losses you can't avoid. You
Right.
think he's going to? You think the madman's going to try to go for Karg Island or some other land invasion?
Well, again, I made the apparently there's another retired Navy SEAL out for Bracken. And I'd both made the point to Nima and to Ario yesterday that that I said, do you realize how big Kemp's Island is? And nobody knew. And I said, it's bigger than Okinawa. So it's like, when we invaded Okinawa on April 1st, 1945, we used about 190,000 troops. And it took us almost 3 months to suppress and control that island. Well, and at a casualty rate of 50,000. So that was killed and wounded. Well, the United States isn't ready to endure something like that.
Nope. I think the Iranians are more than happy to, by all means, invade Karg Island. You're in drone range instantly.
Yeah, if his cargo is smaller, again, I'm fast. How the hell are they going to get him there? So you what, a C-130 jump? Okay,
Oh,
that's 92 paratroopers with a full combat load. And then once on the ground, how are you going to get him new water? You can drive in some more planes to kick cargo out the back and hope all the pallets fall within the lines of the troops.
Well,
No, this is just madness.
94 troops ain't gonna do much. Basically a company minus. You're gonna have to have multiple planes coming in. And I'm not even talking about planes getting shot down. But man, when you're in a parachute and you're coming down with all that hot air pushing you right back up. I mean, you wanna talk about a drone-rich environment for every FPV drone out there? You ain't gonna do much to dodge a drone when you're hanging off of a piece of canvas. Slowly coming back down.
Yeah, I mean, did you ever have a stint in plans during your time in the Army?
Oh, plans. Yeah. I was in G3. I was in G3 in 18th Airborne Corps.
Well, that's ops.
Well, yeah.
I
No,
mean,
well, ops
I'm
and
talking
operations.
the whole J like J5 or
No.
S5.
No. J5. No. No. I did. I was in S1, and then I was in G3.
Okay, yeah, G3. So G5 would have been the plans, but they do work with G3 because you guys are both the whole actually figuring out how the rubber's going to meet the road. And I can't imagine any sane commander allowing troops to be put into this situation. It's just
Suicide.
it's a shooting gallery.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And how do you bring in the water? How do you get the casualties out?
Yeah, but particularly since it's 115 degrees there right now, I think.
Yeah.
What is the
And 100% humidity.
yeah, with let's see, where are we here? Just trying to check. Come on, give me a huh. I didn't put it in there. Well, we gotta add that. Let's go to Riyadh. What is Riyadh, huh? Well, right now Riyadh is 35 degrees.
Oh, really? Wow. That's not hot.
Well, I mean 35 degrees Celsius.
Right.
High is
That's
44
still not
Celsius.
hot. 35 degrees Celsius? I
Yeah,
figured Riyadh would be
that's
a
not
hell of a
high at
lot hotter
all.
than that.
How about Kuwait?
Kuwait normally gets around 50, 55 in this time of year, which is
Yeah, I
insane.
would say. Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty cool right now. They're only getting up into, 44, 42, so they're getting up to a low hundreds. It's high.
I was a consultant in Tengiz oil fields, oil and gas fields in Western Kazakhstan, and the summer temperatures there on average are about 45 degrees, right? Sometimes you get up to 50, 55, 50, 55 degrees, you stop all work anyways, because even with the heavy gloves, you can't touch the metal. You'll burn your hands right through the metal. I mean, with the right through the gloves. So all work just stops. And at 45, you're doing, 1 hour of work, and then like 1 hour of break, so people will overheat. And we'd walk out of the office, get in the car to go drive one of these sites to check the workout. And man, you walk out there, and that hot air is just blasting. Tengiz is constantly windy, and that 45 degree air is just blasting at you. Your eyes just shrivel up. Everything just shrivels up. That's hot. I mean, that's seriously hot. And a dry heat.
No,
Oh.
I remember, the heat well in Doha at Al Udeid Air Force Base. It was hot, and then got up to Balad. It was hot there too. Yeah.
Put body armor on these guys and tell them to run with full combat loads. That's
Yeah, now I guess that they've come up with better body armor now that can, that's lighter and still bullet. Let's call it bullet resistant.
Yeah, but Larry, it's not that even a matter of the weight. It's the fact that it doesn't breathe. It's so that your internal body heat just skyrockets when you put it on. I mean, I remember the Kevlar armors, or the modern armor that I've put on here in Russia, which is the same thing everybody else is wearing on both sides. And you do not breathe. It's great in winter. It keeps you really. It's like it's another insulation
Well,
for summer.
and that's what people don't appreciate when you're dehydrated,
Oh yeah.
and then your combat effectiveness definitely declines if you don't die.
Yeah, heat stroke. Nothing major.
Yeah, well,
Here.
the kidneys shut down too. I mean, it's just it can happen to young, healthy guys
Oh,
with with the full amount of physical activity and not enough hydration and extremely hot temperatures.
what's happened to me before? I had, and worse, I had diarrhea. And then we were doing, I mean, this was a Fort Bragg. And I was a cadet in this case. I'd had diarrhea, didn't have much sleep because we wound up on guard duty on top of it. And then the next morning we had M60 lanes, and I'm busting my ass up and down that lane with either carrying barrels or carrying the machine gun itself, and that was it. The heat kicks in, it was a humidity factor, and the diarrhea, and I was just dehydrated. And what I was pouring in, wound up sucking down two IV bags, getting back on my feet. And that's just in a training environment. Nobody's shooting at me at that point. So, it's a whole
Yeah.
different issue when somebody's trying to take your head off or drones are flying in from every direction. So, there's one thing, one of the twice I've been dehydrated like that. I had to get IVs. That was one of them. The other one was at airborne school. That wasn't my fault. Freaking airborne, Sergeant Airborne's at the barn didn't let us have any water. So 40, it had been 40 degrees outside in the heat, and then we land, and I had a head injury on top of that, my first jump, and I couldn't get my
Oh
two
man.
arms coordinated. That big blind spot, and I hadn't been drinking anything, so because they wouldn't give us any water for 3 hours. And we
Yeah.
had a
I
bunch of
think
medical.
when you were going through high school and middle school and they do and for football practices and sports practices outdoors, by then they'd started allowing people to drink. But back when I was When I first started playing football, and it was like 12 or 13, man, they wouldn't allow you to drink any water. It was considered, weakness. So you had to be strong and go without any kind of water, any kind of hydration. Well, nowadays they realize how dangerous that is.
That's insane. They really wouldn't let you drink water back then?
Oh no, man.
Wow.
If hey, if you were drinking water, you're a pussy.
Oh, that's insane. That really is insane. Shit.
Yeah.
But how many people are falling out left and right?
Oh, it was amazing. We didn't have that many, collapse. But I remember, oh man, I remember just, when practice would end, then you go suck it down. And this was like the very first year that Gatorade came out. This was, I want to say this is probably like 1967, 68. Yeah. 13, yeah, 68.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, I
how times change.
think Gatorade's like crack cocaine. We were doing when I was in the 18th Airborne Corps, we were doing a combined PT, the 20 kilometer or the 20 mile ruck march, right? I packed up my bag, and we were running. And we were trying to run it. And I'm coming back this must have been last 5 miles. I'm just dead tired. And I'm semi running, marching, running, marching, running. And there were different units involved. And there was some staff sergeant that was given out to some headquarters unit. That was from the 18th Air. It was 82nd Airborne headquarters unit. I don't know which battalion they were in. He just gave him that Gatorade. For some reason, he thought I was part of their unit. Gives me a cup of Gatorade. Like, I
Oh,
downed
there
it.
you go.
And within like 5 minutes, like crack cocaine kicks in. All of a sudden, that energy level just spikes. And I'm running the last couple of miles. It's like, oh, I can run again.
Yeah.
That stuff's
Yeah,
great.
well, did replace electrolytes and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. I swear by that stuff. That stuff, it's got lots of sugar in it. That's obvious too. But yeah, the electrolyte replacement, man, that I still keep
Well,
that.
I was just gonna say, let me get out of here with a final question to you about. It sure seems that let's say the worm has turned in this war. This is now a war. It's not just a special military operation, and Russia has made the decision. It's going to shut down and take Odessa. Oh, they'll take Nikolaev first, but Odessa now is definitely in the crosshairs. The rest of the Donbass will be under Russian control. I believe it could have it as soon as the end of September, maybe sooner. Depends on how quickly the Ukrainian army starts to fold.
Well, with the Druzhinka, Kramatorsk, Slavinsk conglomeration. That the difference now that you didn't have before is there's no place for the fall back. It's open fields. That's it. And those open fields, by the way, are now already under aviation, under artillery, and under drone control. So getting things in, getting that things out now is difficult. Man, they stay to the end of September. That's the rainy season. You're screwed. You're not getting out.
I wonder, would the Russians mine those fields to sort of encircle these guys so they can't get away?
It would be difficult to mine them because just the amount of territory. But once the rainy season kicks in, you mine the roads, the hard packed roads that they're gonna have to use. Yeah, you can remote mine them with drones, and then they're doubly screwed. There's no place for them to fall back. It's open fields and a few small villages scattered here and there with some trench work done that nobody's covering. Stick around, you die, or you surrender. Nope.
Yeah,
That,
it
I
is,
mean,
you know.
that's a big difference from the very beginning of it. Every time some city got taken, they just fall back to the next city or town and the next city or town. It's all been fortified up, and this is the end of the line.
Yeah, when you step back and look at it and say, okay, what's happening? They're encircling Sumi, where they'll be able to conduct, create a cauldron there. They're encircling Kharkiv. They are encircling Kramatorsk and Slavyansk. They are advancing still in Dnipropetrovsk. I mean, hell, they crossed the Dnieper River, got troops on the West Bank. Zaporizhia, they're closing in on Zaporizhia city itself. And then on top of that, there's not going to be a factory manufacturing center left standing in Kyiv. I mean, I we have never seen this like this is such a sustained bombardment of missiles, hypersonic missiles, ever. And what I find hilarious is each day it's, oh, this is the biggest one ever. Next day, no, this is the biggest one ever.
How many records can we break in a week? Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And there's, Kyiv is a big city. I mean, it's got a population just under 3 million people. So it's got plenty of targets, and different. I mean, these guys are idiots. They actually they post their own photos up. They don't have too good control over intel. These guys are posting themselves in high schools as sleeping in there or training inside these high schools and other types of buildings, and then they get hit. I mean, okay.
So, Jim, how did that happen?
Yeah.
But all right, man, I need to bail on you.
No problem. Looking forward to you finally getting over here. Getting here with the crew. Definitely,
We'll see if
definitely have burnt meat. Burnt
we'll
meat.
see if that
And
we'll see if that comes up. But I'll we'll see you next Tuesday, same time, same bat
absolutely.
station. All
And
right,
don't
buddy.
forget, burnt meat and fermented hops.
Absolutely. Later. Bye.
Yeah, cheers.